According to some Hawaiians, Mauna Kea is the gateway to the heavens. Tai Kavikatengan is an anthropology professor and chair of ethnic studies at UH Manoa.
When we talk about sacred, we're talking about something that is special and set apart because of religious or spiritual reasons. So in relation to Mauna Kea or Mauna Awa Kea, it is seen as kapu because of its place in at least one genealogical chant that recites the birthing of the Mauna as the kapu firstborn child of Wakea.
Wakea is Father Sky. Together with Papa, Mother Earth, they created all the islands. Mauna Kea is known as the piko, or the umbilical cord connecting the people to the heavens. In Hawaiian religion, gods and deities take on all forms of the natural environment, says UH Hawaiian Studies professor Kamauli Kuata.
I think people don't understand that all land can be sacred, right? You know, they're going to be like, oh, make up your mind, which one is the sacred one? They don't understand the reverence with which we're supposed to interact with the land.
For those calling themselves kia'i or protectors of Mauna Kea, development of this sacred space is desecration.
The activities that are happening and have happened since the 1960s, actually, with astronomy and the development of really industrial astronomy has led to a violation of the sanctity of that summit.
The same argument for sacredness could be made for Haleakala, Mauna Loa, and Kilauea, home to the goddess Pele. And this has had Rhonda Lowe doing a lot of thinking. She's acting superintendent of the Hawaii Volcanoes National Park, which has operated at Kilauea for more than a century.
The events on Mauna Kea have made me do a lot of soul searching, and this is what I've been thinking. You know, the park was established to protect the natural and cultural resources. The recent events on Mauna Kea remind us to keep engaged with our island communities and to consult early and often with our kapuna and stakeholders.
Tengan agrees, but believes discussion alone is not enough.
I think what's happening at Mauna Kea really opens up an important dialogue wherever astronomy or any kind of industrial, scientific, or other work is happening on the top of our various Mauna. Those powers, those industries need to really understand the relationship that Kanaka Oʻiwi have to these very special places.
Access to Mauna Kea has been blocked for 3 weeks now by the protest. There are no signs it will end soon. For Hawaii Public Radio, I am Kuʻuwehi Hiraishi.